Thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hi, who am I speaking with?
I'm Lucas Perez, and how may I help you, sir?
I called because I was looking for the person that sent an email to me, and it sounds like is this you're doing just mass email blasts to people?
I'm sorry. Is there any specific person you can speak to?
I'm calling the number that emailed me. That's why I'm calling. You guys reached out to me, so I'm just trying to understand who you are. The gentleman that reached out to me from area code 218-300-9881 is who I'm calling back.
Okay.
I don't know who you guys are. You guys sent me an email. I thought it's interesting, the book, because I am looking at that. But I was curious, how did you get my contact?
Okay, so may I know your good name, sir? So,
my name is Mike.
Oh, Mike. Just give me a second.
May I know your name again?
I'm Lucas. Lucas Perez. So just give me a
Nicholas?
Second. I have to confirm from the department. It's Mike, right?
Correct. What's the name of the company? And that is, of course, the most difficult part, because once we have that, we may have to change that off. So that's the three that are difficult. First one was really about 50 years, where deep learning and machine learning and AI originally was about data information becoming knowledge. And data information creating more data. So we have
Hello?
To read, for example, the tracking records of the media to really understand it and come up.
Hi, this is Carl. How can I help you?
I was just transferred to you. I don't know why the gentleman transferred me. I don't know what's going on.
I'm so sorry about that. Can you please tell me who am I speaking to?
Can you just so that do you know who transferred me to you?
Sorry, come again.
Do you know who transferred me to you?
I just received this call.
I just received an email that prompted me to call, and I told my name is Mike, and I just got transferred. No rhyme or reason. This is my experience with you guys. So I'm just going to take this as spam.
You received a call from this number. Hello, can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it was Lucas who.
Okay, so the person that called me was somebody by the name of Ryan, whoever
Ryan.
A Ryan is.
Ryan.
Does Ryan actually exist?
Yeah. You want to speak with Ryan right now?
That's who emailed me.
Well, Ryan is not on his desk right now. As soon as he comes back, I'll make sure.
Where are you guys? Where are you guys located? What town are you guys in?
We are in New York.
You're in what city?
In New York.
I'm on your website, and your website shows Skokie.
Sorry, come again?
Your website gives a different address.
On a website? No, if you go on the
what's
content.
What's the name of your website?
It's Penguin Book Writers.
I'm sorry?
Can you please tell me
what's
full name?
What's the name of your website?
Can you please tell me full name?
We're both asking each other questions. Let me start because you don't know who transferred you, so I have to do investigating. What is your company website?
You were on a website. You should know our name.
That's why I'm asking. What is the company? What? Okay, I tell you what. If you don't want my business, then I don't need to bother you. I'm asking you a direct question. If you're going to ask me questions back, we're not going to get anywhere.
Do you know where did he call?
You're about a dumb idiot.